Chapter 8. All reverses seem to me, apostrophe said a rather stupid person, to be simply, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 lu, tra la 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 la, tra la la lu. When you take away the music there is nothing left. Yet she is plainly a woman of great culture. Apostrophe apostrophe, have you seen what the London Light says about them? One of the finest things I have ever read in the way of admiration. Apostrophe apostrophe, continued Ladywell, paying no attention to the previous speaker. He lingered for a reply, and then impulsively quoted several lines from the periodical he had named, without either hesitation. Good, is it not? Apostrophe apostrophe, added Ladywell. They assented, but in such an unqualified manner that half as much readiness would have meant more. But Ladywell, though not experienced enough to be quite free from enthusiasm, was too experienced to mind indifference for more than a minute or two. When the ladies had withdrawn, the young man went on, Colonel Staff said a funny thing to me yesterday about these very poems. He asked me if I knew her, and apostrophe her. Why, he knows that it is a lady all the time, and we were only just now doubting whether the sex of the writer could be really what it seems. Shame, Ladywell. Apostrophe said his friend nay. Ah, Mr. Ladywell, apostrophe said another, now we have found you out. You know her. Apostrophe apostrophe, now I say ha ha. Apostrophe apostrophe, continued the painter, with a face expressing that he had not at all tried to be found out as the man possessing incomparably superior knowledge of the poetess. I beg pardon really, but don't press me on the matter. Upon my word, the secret is not my own. As I was saying, the colonel said, do you know her, but you don't care to hear? Apostrophe, we shall be delighted. Apostrophe apostrophe, so the colonel said, do you know her? Adding, in a most comic way, between you and me, Ladywell, I believe there is a close affinity, meaning me, you know, by you just like the colonel, ha ha ha. Apostrophe apostrophe, the older men did not oblige Ladywell a second time with any attempt at appreciation. But a weird silence ensued, during which the smile upon Ladywell's face became frozen to painful permanence. Meaning by e, you know, the quote of the poems, heh heh. Apostrophe he added. It was a very humorous incident, certainly, apostrophe said his friend nay, at which there was a laugh, not from anything connected with what he said, but simply because it was the right thing to laugh when they meant you to do so. Now don't, nay, you are too hard upon me. But, seriously, two or three fellows were there when I said it, and they all began laughing, but then, the colonel said it in such a queer way, you know. But you were asking me about her? Well, the fact is, between ourselves, I do know that she is a lady, and I don't mind telling a word apostrophe, but we would not for the world be the means of making you betray her confidence, would we, Jones? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, indeed, we would not. Apostrophe apostrophe, no, no, it is not that at all. This is really too bad. You must listen just for a moment, apostrophe, Ladywell, don't betray anybody on our account. Apostrophe apostrophe, whoever the illustrious young lady may be, as he has seen a great deal of the world, apostrophe said Mr. Doncastle blandly, and puts her experience of the comedy of its emotions, and of its method of showing them, in a very vivid light. Apostrophe apostrophe, I heard a man say that the novelty with which the ideas are presented is more noticeable than the originality of the ideas themselves. Apostrophe observed nay. The woman has made a great talk about herself, and I am quite weary of people asking of her condition, place of abode, has she a father, has she a mother, or dearer one yet than all other. Apostrophe apostrophe, I would have burlesque quotation put down by Act of Parliament, and all who dabble in it placed with him who can cite scripture for his purposes, apostrophe said Ladywell, in retaliation. After a pause, Ney remarked half privately to their host, who was his uncle, your butler Chickerel is a very intelligent man, as I have heard. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, he does very well, apostrophe, said Mr. Duncastle. But is he not a very extraordinary man? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not to my knowledge, apostrophe, said Duncastle, looking up surprised. Why do you think that, Alfred? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, perhaps it was not a matter to mention. He reads a great deal, I dare say. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't think so. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I noticed how wonderfully his face kindled when we began talking about the poems during dinner. Perhaps he is a poet himself in disguise. Did you observe it? Apostrophe, no. To the best of my belief, he is a very trustworthy and honorable man. He has been with us, let me see, how long? 5 months, I think, and he was 15 years in his last place. It certainly is a new side to his character, if he publicly showed any interest in the conversation, whatever he might have felt. Apostrophe, apostrophe, since the matter has been mentioned, apostrophe, said Mr. Jones, I may say, that I too noticed the singularity of it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, if you had not said otherwise, apostrophe, replied Doncastle somewhat warmly, I should have asserted him to be the last man servant in London to infringe such an elementary rule. If he did so this evening, it is certainly for the first time, and I sincerely hope that no annoyance was caused, apostrophe, oh no, no, not at all, it might have been a mistake of mine, apostrophe, said Jones. I should quite have forgotten the circumstance, if Mr. Ney's words had not brought it to my mind. It was really nothing to notice, and I beg that you will not say a word to him about it on my account. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he has a taste that way, my dear uncle, nothing more, depend upon it, apostrophe, said Ney. If I had such a man belonging to me, I should only be too proud. Certainly do not mention it. Apostrophe, of course Chickerel is Chickerel, apostrophe, Mr. Duncastle rejoined. We all know what that means. And really, on reflecting, I do remember that he is of a literary turn of mind not further by an inch than is commendable, you know. I am quite aware as I glance down the papers and prints any morning that Chickerel's eyes have been over the ground before mine, and that he generally forestalls the rest of us by a chapter or so in the last new book sent home. But in these vicious days, that particular weakness is really virtue, just because it is not quite a vice. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, apostrophe, said Mr. Jones, the reflective man in spectacles. Positive virtues are getting moved off the stage. Negative ones are moved onto the place of positives. We thank bare justice as we used only to thank generosity. Call a man honest who steals only by law, and consider him a benefactor, if he does not steal at all. Apostrophe, apostrophe, hear, hear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ney. We will decide that Chickerel is even a better trained fellow than if he had shown no interest at all in his face. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the action being like those trifling irregularities in art at its vigorous periods, which seem designed to hide the unpleasant monotony of absolute symmetry, apostrophe, said Ladywell. On the other hand, an affected want of training of that sort would be even a better disguise for an artful man than a perfectly impassible demeanor. He is two removes from discovery in a hidden scheme, whilst a neutral face is only one. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you quite alarm me by these subtle theories, apostrophe, said Mr. Duncastle, laughing, and the subject then became compounded with other matters, till the speakers rose to rejoin the charming flock upstairs. In the basement story at this hour, Mr. Chickerel the butler, who had formed the subject of discussion on the floor above, was busily engaged in looking after his two subordinates as they bustled about in the operations of clearing away. He was a man of whom, if the shape of certain bones and muscles of the face is ever to be taken as a guide to the character, one might safely have predicated conscientiousness in the performance of duties, a thorough knowledge of all that appertained to them, a general desire to live on without troubling his mind about anything which did not concern him. Any person interested in the matter would have assumed without hesitation that the estimate his employer had given of Chickerell was a true one. More, that not only would the butler under all ordinary circumstances resolutely prevent his face from showing curiosity in an unbecoming way, but that, with the soul of a true gentleman, he would, if necessary, equivocate as readily as the noblest of his betters, to remove any stain upon his honor in such trifles. Hence it is apparent that if Chickerell's countenance really appeared, as Ney had asserted, full of curiosity with regard to the gossip that was going on, the feelings which led to the exhibition must have been of a very unusual and irrepressible kind. His hair was of that peculiar bluish-white which is to be observed when the oncoming years, instead of singling out special locks of a man's head for operating against, advance uniformly over the whole field, and enfeeble the color at all points before absolutely extinguishing it anywhere. His nose was of the knotty shape in the gristle, and earthward tendency in the flesh which is commonly said to carry sound judgment above it. His eyes were thoughtful, and his face was thin, a contour which, if it at once abstracted from his features that cheerful assurance of single-minded honesty which adorns the exteriors of so many of his brethren, might have raised a presumption in the minds of some beholders that perhaps in this case the quality might not be altogether wanting within. The coffee having been served to the people upstairs, one of the footmen rushed into his bedroom on the lower floor, and in a few minutes emerged again in the dress of a respectable clerk who had been born for better things, with the trifling exceptions that he wore a low-crowned hat, and instead of knocking his heels on the pavement walked with a gait as delicate as a lady's. Going out of the area door with a cigar in his mouth, he mounted the steps hastily, to keep an appointment round the corner, the keeping of which as a private gentleman necessitated the change of the greater part of his clothes twice within a quarter of an hour, the limit of his time of absence. The other footman was upstairs, and the butler, finding that he had a few minutes to himself, sat down at the table and wrote, "My dear Ethelberta, I did not intend to write to you for some few days to come, but the way in which you have been talked about here this evening makes me anxious to send a line or two at once, though I have very little time to spare, as usual. We have just had a dinner party, indeed the carriages have not yet been brought round, and the talk at dinner was about your verses, of course. The thing was brought up by a young fellow named Ladywell, do you know him? He is a painter by profession, but he has a pretty good private income beyond what he gets by practicing his line of business among the nobility, and that I expect is not little, for he is well known and encouraged because he is young and good-looking and so forth. His family own a good bit of land somewhere out Aldbrickham way. However, I am before my story. From what they all said, it is pretty clear that you are thought a great deal of in fashionable society as a poetess, but perhaps you know this as well as I, moving in it as you do yourself, my dear. The ladies afterwards got very curious about your age, so curious, in fact, and so full of certainty, that you were 35 and a blighted existence, if an hour, that I felt inclined to rap out there and then, and hang what came of it. Why, daughter, ladies, was to my own and her mother's certain knowledge only 21 last birthday, and has as bright a heart as anybody in London. One of them actually said that you must be 50 to have got such an experience. Her guess was a very shrewd one in the bottom of it, however, for it was grounded upon the way you use those strange experiences of mine in the society that I tell you of, and dress them up as if they were yours. And, as you see, she hit off my own age to a year. I thought it was very sharp of her to be so right, although so wrong. I do not want to influence your plans in any way about things which your school learning fits you to understand much better than I, who never had such opportunities, but I think that, if I were in your place, Berta, I would not let my name be known just yet, for people always want what's kept from them, and don't value what's given. I am not sure, but I think that after the women had gone upstairs the others turned their thoughts upon you again, What they said about you, I don't know. For if there's one thing I hate is hanging about the doors, when the men begin to get moved by their wine, which they did to a large extent tonight, and spoke very loud. They always do here, for old Don is a hearty giver in his way. However, as you see these people from their own level now, it is not much that I can tell you in seeing them only from the underside, though I see strange things sometimes, and of course, at great ones do the less will prattle of, as it says in that book of select pieces that you gave me. Well, my dear girl, I hope you will prosper. One thing above all others you will have to mind, and it is that folk must continually strain to advance in order to remain where they are, and you particularly. But as for trying too hard, I wouldn't do it. Much lies in minding this, that your best plan for lightness of heart is to raise yourself a little higher than your old mates, but not so high as to be quite out of their reach. All human beings enjoy themselves from the outside, and so getting on a little as is good in it, you still keep in your old class where your feelings are, and are thoughtfully treated by this class. While by getting on too much you are sneered at by your new acquaintance, who don't know the skill of your eyes, and you are parted from, and forgot by the old ones who do. Whatever happens, don't be too quick to feel. You will surely get some hard blows when you are found out, for if the great can find no excuse for hitting with a mind, they'll do it, and say 'twas in fun. But you are young and healthy, and youth and health are power. I wish I could have a decent footman here with me, but I suppose it is no use trying. It is such men as these that provoke the contempt we get. Well, thank God a few years will see the end of me, for I am growing ashamed of my company so different as they are to the servants of old times. Your affectionate father, R. Chickerell. P.S.S. Do not press Lady Peterwin any further to remove the rules on which you live with her. She is quite right. She cannot keep us, and to recognize us would do you no good, nor us either. We are content to see you secretly, since it is best for you. ...8. Christopher's Lodgings, the grounds about Rookington. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.